This time of the week, we help you to mind your own small business. And there's in the news in the Brisbane community, business community, our next guest has just launched a business book workshop, which I think is a fantastic idea because hard enough to find time to read things that you like, let alone, you know, the pile of stuff you think, oh, I really should get around to that for work. Book club's very popular. We're doing it on a business front now. And Dr. Monique Beatles is a business consultant and advisor. She joins me this afternoon. Hello, Monique.
Hello, Alex.
This is a fantastic idea. Why didn't someone else think of this sooner?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but the book clubs for novels and other types of books have been around for a long time.
Mm.
But, yeah, the business book club is really... a similar thing, but it's just with business books instead.
So can you tell me a little bit about it? Like, you know, what's the idea? How do you structure it? How do you sort of prioritise which publications and books? Can you tell us some more about that?
Yes. Well, the book workshops will be held once a month. And so there'll be a selection of different books, you know, each month that will cover a range of different topics. So the first book in February is called Small Giants. And that's a book about small companies who have done really great things in their area of expertise.
And Monique, did you select the books?
Yes, I've selected the books. Mm-hmm. I've selected the books to be of interest to business owners and managers.
And in your experience as a consultant and an advisor, what sort of issues do you find that people need the most help with when they're running their business?
Well, there are a lot of different issues people have to deal with, but I think one of the other things that a lot of them come down to is having a really clear vision. That's really important.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that people struggle with, I think, sometimes when they're having problems, you know, with trying to manage all the different things that they have to look after, finding they haven't got enough time to do things, that type of thing, which I think a lot of people do struggle with. And often it's a case of needing to prioritise the things that they're doing to figure out what's really important.
So, Monique, with the workshops that you've run in the past, what sort of people are coming to them?
Well, there may be small business owners, there may be owners of slightly larger businesses, or there may be managers in, you know, corporate or government environment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And tell me more about the workshops. How long do they go for?
They go for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to coming to the workshop, people should read the book. And then also I prepare some reading notes.
It's like a book club.
Yeah, it's like a book club. That's right. So I also prepare some reading notes, which you get at the time when you book, and they really help to highlight the main points of the book and also give you some other resources, for example, websites.
Monique, is it like a normal book club where you go, I hated that character, or I thought that business principle was rubbish?
Yeah, that's like, fine. People can say what they like. You don't have to agree with what people write in the book. You might think it's rubbish, and that's fine. So the idea is to then discuss and to share those ideas and maybe talk about your own experiences and how they fit or don't fit with what you've read in the book, and also at the end to come out with some clear actions that you can take away to help improve your business.
So where are they being held?
So they'll be held in Brisbane at the Institute of Management headquarters in Spring Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll also be held in Caloundra.
Can anybody go?
Yes, anyone can come. Anyone who's interested in the topics that we're talking about or interested in business books generally is welcome.
Mm-hmm. All right. So have they got a number they can contact you on?
Probably the best thing is to go to our website.
Mm-hmm.
At teakew.com, which is teakyew.com, and all the details are there.
All right. And Monique, what other books are on the list, just to get people, you know, excited about what's on it?
Okay. There are a few books coming up later in the year. The book in March will be called The Story Factor.
Mm-hmm.
That's really about using stories as a persuasive tool in business and in life. There's one called The Design of Business, which is looking at the different ways that you can try to balance creativity and efficiency in businesses. There are 10 books, there are 10 months, and we've selected 7 books, and then the other 3 we're going to leave open for suggestions from people who are coming along regularly as to other books that they might like to look at.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Monique Beatles, thank you so much for helping us out with Mind Your Own Small Business, and best of luck with the workshops. They sound like a great idea.
Thanks very much, Alex.
That's my pleasure. There you go. So if you're a small business owner, that might be something you could get involved with. I might help you out there. That website, www.teakew, as in TEAKYEW. www.yew.com. We've got all those details here, of course.